Please be seated.
My beloved brothers and sisters, I know you enjoy listening and watching that wonderful videotape. Now, this videotape does not in any way express all the accomplishment, dedication, and achievement that has been done by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his family. We hope someday to make a complete tape, film, and library on his life, works, and his complete, dedicated, working, and devoted family. So my beloved brothers and sisters, I give way and bring before you hard-working National Secretary of the Nation of Islam, Brother National Secretary Abbas Rasool.
In the name of Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, and in the name of his last, his greatest messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Salaam Alaikum. Minister Wallace D. Muhammad, the royal family of Muhammad, brothers and sisters. The impact on the world of the passing of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad cannot truly be measured. We have lost physically the greatest black man that ever lived. Although physically he is no longer among us, he lives on now and will live on forever. Through his seed and his word. Today, we would like to inform the world that there is no leadership crisis in the Nation of Islam. Allah, in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the royal family of Muhammad and the Nation of Islam have chosen Minister Wallace D. Muhammad as the spiritual and administrative leader of the Nation of Islam.
The family of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, our royal family, each have been taught and trained to lead the nation of Islam. Our royal family, the family of Muhammad, has accepted this tremendous burden of carrying on the great and magnificent works of their father, their leader, their teacher, their guide, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we, who loved and followed the honorable Elijah Muhammad, is there a doctor in the house? Right over to the left here, please, sir, right away. Thank you very much. We who loved and followed the Honorable Elijah Muhammad pledge to the royal family, the family of Muhammad, our undying love, loyalty, and devotion. Minister Wallace B. Muhammad. Minister Nathaniel Muhammad. Minister Emmanuel Muhammad. Captain Elijah Muhammad Jr. Brother Herbert Muhammad. Brother Akbar Muhammad. Sister Ethel Sharif. Sister Lottie Muhammad. We, the followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, pledge to you, our royal family, that we love you and we offer to you our very lives. Salaam alaikum.
All praises be to Allah.
Thank you, Dr.
Thank you, sir. All praises be to Allah. All praises be to Allah. Very good. All praise is due to Allah. We, the officials of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, with the National Secretary 1,000%, I myself honored to be an assistant to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad here at number 2. Now today, I devote my life and my death to the Honorable Wallace Muhammad.
Thank you, sir.
All praise to you, Allah.
My beloved brothers and sisters, it gives me the greatest honor and a privilege to introduce this next giant, the Nation of Islam, the man who inspired me when I was in the ranks, man who inspired me when I was lieutenant, and brothers all over the wilderness of North America. It gives me an honor and a privilege to bring before you the Supreme Captain of the Nation of Islam, Brother Supreme Captain Raymond Sharif.
Assalamu alaikum. In the most holy name of Allah, the all-wise, true, and living God, the find and life giver to we, the lost nation in the wilderness of North America, the Lord of the world, to whom all praise is due, and in the name of his true servant and divine apostle, our leader and teacher, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, my beloved brothers and sisters, I am indeed happy to be here with you today on this wonderful occasion. I am even more happy to have the privilege for having these few words to say to you. Myself, as Brother Minister Shaw, pledge my undivided allegiance to our Brother Minister Wallace D. Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Having been placed in this very lofty position by his father, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I'm not before you to teach you, but I would like to have your undivided attention because I have a very important passage to read to you from the Holy Quran.
Yes, sir.
From the Holy Quran, page 168, the family of Amran, section 15. Sufferings to be met with perseverance. And Muhammad is but a messenger. Messengers have already passed away before him. If then he dies or is killed, will you turn back upon your heels? And he who turns back upon his heel will do no harm at all to Allah. And Allah will reward the grateful. Brothers and sisters, remember those words, because they are very significant. I shall not detain you any longer. I shall turn you back into the hands of Brother Minister, as I say unto you in the name of Allah and in the name of his true servant and apostle, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum.
My beloved brothers and sisters, I know you enjoy listening to the reading from the glorious Holy Quran Sharif. My beloved Supreme Captain, Brother Supreme Captain Raymond Sharif. Now, my beloved brothers and sisters, let us move right along, because we know life is based on time. Time is based on life. If we lose one, we lose them both. So I'm going to give way and bring before you not a national-owned brother, but an international known brother who is the heavyweight champion of all the world, brother heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali.
As-salamu alaykum. In the holy name of Almighty God, whose personal and proper name is Allah, we forever thank Allah for coming to us and searching among us, finding one, raising him to lead and teach you and I in the way of truth and light. I speak none other than our beloved leading teacher, Muhammad Elijah Muhammad, and greet my brothers and sisters in our original language, which is the Arabic language, which means may peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum. I'm very, very anxious to hear Brother Wallace Muhammad today, and I'm sure you are. So I only want to take a few minutes to say a few words. Everyone here today and throughout the world know that I have many, many fans and followers nationwide in all walks of life. European, African, Chinese, Japanese, Jamaican, American, and what have you. And all of these people just about look up to the name Muhammad Ali, and they respect me and my judgment. And I was taught that I should always look out for people who look up to me. And I know that there are many people who've been following my image and my little name in the sports world for the past 15 years now. When I was Cassius Clay, I could not talk. When I was Cassius Clay, I was just a, we might say, Uncle Tom, so-called Negro, looking one day to be married to a nice white blonde living on the hills in California with the rest of the brothers that I know that are up there today. Now, now that I've accepted the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the beautiful name that he has given me, Muhammad Ali, I now have a wise teacher and a wise guide. And my wise teacher is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the wise guide that I've been with most of the time, because I didn't have the time to be with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in my travels, but he honored me and blessed me with his son, Herbert Muhammad, who's been leading me and teaching me all of the ways, the likes and the dislikes of his father. I met Brother Herbert Muhammad in 1964, just after defeating Sonny Liston for the World Heavyweight Championship. And he taught me all about his father and many things about the teachings that I didn't have time to receive at the mosque. And at that time, I was managed by 10 white millionaires who called themselves the Louisville Sponsoring Group. And Brother Herbert Muhammad, our contract with these fellows lasted from 1960 to 66. After 1966, Brother Herbert Muhammad, I asked, could he be my manager? I asked the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, could he handle my affairs? And he blessed me, and he okayed Brother Herbert Muhammad as my manager and advisor. And Brother Herbert Muhammad taught me many things that I should say and shouldn't say. Johnny Carson invited me to TV shows, well-known sports announcer Howard Cosell, David Frost, Dick Cavett, and many of them set many traps for me, knowing that I was a follower of Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And then in the boxing world too, they laid all kind of traps. And before I would go on the television shows, I never would make a move without calling up Brother Herbert and asking him, what should I say? What should I do? How would the messenger look at this? And he would always tell me what he thinks the messenger would say or would have done. And he stood beside me in my draft fight with the American government, which is a very powerful case and story. He made me strong during the time when I had divorced my first wife, very beautiful black sister who promised she would accept the teachings, but she didn't. And after separating, I had a lot of mental problems. He comforted me, stayed with me, and helped me to get over that. After that, the world realized I followed the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as a Muslim. We immediately received invitations to countries such as Egypt, Arabia, Libya, Syria, Abu Dhabi, Iran, Pakistan, Indonesia, and many more countries. And all the kings of these countries, such as President Nasser of Egypt, all spoke of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He says, when is Elijah Muhammad coming to Cairo? We promised him that whenever he had time, he would come. King Faisal, Saudi Arabia, all asked him about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Colonel Gaddafi of Libya loaned us $4 million so the Honorable Elijah Muhammad could help build up the black community here in America. All these people asked about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and all of them seemed to know Brother Herbert Muhammad, because I found out later he had been to these countries about six different times before he even met Muhammad Ali. And he was recognized as the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad before he even met Muhammad Ali. And when I was expelled from the mosque a few years ago, it was Brother Herbert Muhammad who taught me many things that I was not allowed to, I would say, receive because I wasn't in the mosque. He kept me on the right road, taught me right from wrong. And now, when I went to visit the messenger a little before my suspension, he always told me that if I ever needed any help, if I ever needed any advice, he always told me to see Brother Herbert because he could advise me on what he would say or do in any occasion. This was a great blessing to know that if the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wasn't around or I couldn't get to him, I could go to his son and he would tell me just what and how he would have done if he was in this position. And after hearing of the death of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, of the passing away, immediately I took a jet to Chicago to see the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I mean, to see Herbert, because I knew Herbert would tell me just what's happening, how I should feel, what I should say, and what I should do. And I obeyed what the messenger told me, and right away I went to see Brother Herbert Muhammad. And on coming to Chicago, told me something of a parable that he gave me a few years ago. We were once, I can't picture what state or what country we were in, but we saw apple trees. Brother Herbert Muhammad says, Brother Ali, what do you think is the most important part of that tree? I said, the apples? He said, no. It's the limbs. He said, no. I said, oh, it's the roots, because it's the roots. We don't see the roots. They nourish the tree, and they're under the ground, and they play the most important part, but yet they can't be seen. He said, that's not the most important thing. I said, what is it? He said, it is the seed, which is the most important part of the tree. In the death of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he says, please never refer to my father's been dead, because he's not dead, he lives in us. He told me. And we all know that's the truth, but I never thought about it that way. And as I stand here right now, here's how I feel. I know you all feel the same. If every Muslim was killed tomorrow, if all the planes crashed or we were attacked or whatever, and I was the oldest one living, I would go out somewhere and set me up a little mosque and continue from there on what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told me. Brother Herbert Muhammad also told me, he said that the body is the nation of Islam, and he told me that from now on, that Brother Wallace D. Muhammad will be the head of the nation of Islam. He also told me that Brother Wallace is now in the position of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the same position he was in the Nation of Islam. He said that we all should also should obey Brother Wallace Muhammad as we obeyed the messenger. He also says that we should seek advice from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, just as we seek advice from Brother Wallace, who is to us now in the same place of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And when we look at him, you are looking at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I have two more minutes. And when he gives you an order, you obey him just as you do the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us unity. The world knows he was the greatest teacher of unity that we've ever seen. And anybody who speaks anything against Brother Wallace, anybody who speaks anything against anybody in the family of Muhammad Elijah Muhammad is not in unity with the Muslims and the Muhammad Elijah Muhammad or the family. So, in my closing and last words, I also make my pledge here today, and that pledge is that I will be faithful and loyal and honorable to the Honorable Wallace Muhammad. And I'm sure that everyone here today who feels the same will be happy to stand up right now and let the world know that you're behind. Say to put the icing on the cake. Why did the brother tell me this? Brother Herbert told me that his father, the messenger, told him constantly that Allah told the messenger when Wallace was in his 40s, Allah himself will visit Brother Wallace. And he's now 41 years old today. I repeat, Allah, God himself, will visit Brother Wallace Muhammad.
Time is steady marching on. We're approaching that hour. So my beloved brothers and sisters, we're honored today to have a great distinguished guest with us. He's the head of Operation Push, Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Honorable Wallace Muhammad, the royal family, Assalamu alaikum. The black nation's heart is heavy today. We are suspended because of the loss of our prophet, the messenger. There's a difference between prophets and politicians. Politicians take all they can, prophets give all they got. I am here today because I have been privileged by the Honorable Wallace Muhammad to be a part of this ceremony, and because I, as many of you, sat at the feet of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and shared and was taught. I want to share with you, in a measure, some of the lessons that he taught me that I hope will stay in your heart forever. He knew that self-power was more basic than economic and political power. And that if you got self-power, you could get economic power. The single most powerful black man in this country died yesterday, but he's resurrected today. The prophet has moved to another state, but his prophecy lives on. The messenger made the message very clear. He turned alienation into emancipation. He concentrated on taking people out of the slums, but more basically, slums out of the people. He took dope out of our veins and put hope in our brains. He dealt with great balance. Many of the writers are concerned today on how big the economic empire is, but the depth of the nation is its spiritual empire. Well, spiritual regeneration is more important than economic generation. You could put a hog, I am here to say today that his leadership extended far beyond the membership of the Nation of Islam. For more than three decades, this prophet has been the spiritual leader and a progressive force of black identity and consciousness, self-determination and economic development. He was the father of black self-consciousness. During our colored and Negro days, he was black. The black community, the city of Chicago, the nation and the world are less because of his passing, but more because of the training of Brother Wallace. In spite of the alienation and separation that the prophet found in America, a state not of his making but of his affirming, he was able to overcome and turn this stumbling block into a stepping stone. He turned a minus into a plus. He made a way out of no way. He in a measure taught us that it is not your aptitude, but your attitude that determines your altitude. His life and deeds will serve as an inspiration and a testimony on the pages of history to the strength, the vitality, the toughness, and the determination of the oppressed to be free. And because he came this way, we will never return again. As-salamu alaykum. Thank you. Thank you. We thank Reverend Jesse Jackson of Operation Push for those inspiring words. To my beloved brothers and sisters, we have another great man in our midst. He's an Arabic teacher in our school. I'm going to give way and bring him before you, Professor Baghdadi.
Honorable Wallace Muhammad, successor of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the new humble servant of Allah, children of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, family of Muhammad, faithful ministers and followers of Muhammad, brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace, mercy of Allah, and His blessings be with you. The ambassador of the Arab League, which represents 20 independent Arab governments and other Muslim representatives, have asked me to convey to you, to the family of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the deepest sympathies. I convey to you all the deepest sympathies of 130 million Arabs. I convey to you the deepest sympathies of more than 600 million Muslims in the East. The loss of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is not felt here by you alone, but is also felt by us there. We have always loved the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Our hearts have always been with the faithful followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Our prayers have always been offered for the success of Islam carried by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We are here and there, one body. When a member in this body is hurt or injured, the entire body feels the pain and reacts to the suffering. Brothers and sisters, we have loved you more than we love ourselves. We have loved you because you love Islam and because of your submission to Allah. We have loved you because you have become the new freedom fighters of Islam. Become the new soldiers of Allah. And the Holy Quran says that the new soldiers of Allah shall win. Brothers and sisters, our people in the East have never been fond of boxing until they saw a man standing in the ring saying, "There is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger." And Allah is the greatest. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadan Rasulullah, Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, few Muslims, if any, still remember the name Fraser or Foreman. The 600 million Muslims, however, know the name Muhammad Ali, the beautiful name given by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We love Muhammad Ali because we love the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We love Muhammad Ali because we love you. And we have stood with him and we have supported him in his darkest hours. When he was rejected in America as a coward, we recognized him as a great hero. Brothers and sisters, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has told me that when he visited Jamal Abdel Nasser, the great African leader, requested him to stay as a permanent guest in a palace in Egypt. Brothers and sisters, however, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad returned to you to complete his work. Now, listening to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's speech to you last Savior's Day and reading the farewell speech made by Prophet Muhammad, 1400 years ago, I see many parallels. Muhammad ibn Abdullah told us at Mecca that women are the trust of Allah in your hands and to treat them with great kindness. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad here in Chicago has taught us to respect, to honor, and to protect our women. Prophet Muhammad called on us to hold together, fight with the rope of Allah, reminds me of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's call for the need for unity among the blacks in the wilderness of America and all over the world. Brothers and sisters, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad came through his parents, but not from them. He came from Allah and he returned to Allah. However, the message of Islam shall remain. The nation of Islam shall survive. The believers in Allah, as long as they respect this book, the Holy Quran, as long as they shoulder the message of Islam, as long as they stand united together, no power on earth can defeat you. There is no power on the globe that can weaken you. Brothers and sisters, Allah has made this promise to the followers of Muhammad ibn Abdullah, and Allah fulfilled his promise. Shortly after his death, the Muslims became the most powerful nation and the leading nation in the whole world. This promise has been extended to you by Allah, and Allah keeps up all his promises. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All praise be to Allah. All praise be to Allah. Mm-hmm. All praise be to Allah. 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 My beloved brothers and sisters, we enjoyed those fine words coming from Professor Baghdadi. So now, my beloved brothers and sisters, the next speaker I will bring before you is one of the sons of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Not only Allah made Messenger Muhammad his messenger, he also gave him sons, walk right in his footsteps. I'm going to bring before you, he's a minister in Kansas City, Kansas, but he oversees the temples in Kansas City, Kansas, Topeka, Kansas, and in Oklahoma. He sent ministers up in Nebraska. So my beloved brothers and sisters, give me great pleasure and honor to introduce this member of a royal family, Brother Minister Nathaniel Muhammad.
Thank you. As-salamu alaykum. In the most holy name of Allah, the beneficent, the most merciful God, the Lord of the world, to whom praise is forever due, I thank Allah and I thank Allah. I thank Allah again and again for giving to you and I his last and greatest messenger, most honorable and humble Elijah Muhammad. And from him, he gives to us, one, to look over us and be an overseer for us in the absence of his earthly body. But all praise is due to Allah this afternoon. We are blessed people. Whether you know it or not, this afternoon, we are more blessed than we were yesterday. Yes, we are. I saw the earthly body of our beloved leader and teacher and guide, but today I see the spiritual body of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. No one can tell me that he sees. No one can tell you that he sees, because you have him in your heart. I have him in my heart. And the spirit of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is filled up in this room this afternoon. They said, long live Muhammad. I say, forever live Muhammad. We've gathered here this afternoon to pay tribute to the one that made this one our Savior. We're gathered here this afternoon to pay tribute to Master Farhad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever, that came here and saved one of us. And that one have saved all of us. Oh yes, they're talking about Jesus died for us. But I'm here to tell you this afternoon and the world that the Jesus that died for us just this afternoon died yesterday. Oh yes, our Jesus that died for us died yesterday. But he lives today more stronger. Oh yes, he do. He lived today more successful. Oh, yes. And he will live tomorrow more successful than he is today. Do you hear? Of Islam, if we lose the earthly body of Rabbi Elijah Muhammad. Well, I'm here to tell you this afternoon that you better wonder not what will happen to the nation of Islam, but you better start wondering what will happen to you if you don't become a member of the nation of Islam. To celebrate this day. Oh, yes, he was.
not so much that we were born to celebrate him, but he was born himself to celebrate this day. Oh, yes, because he see himself rising. Oh, yes, he see himself coming back into his rightful power that he gave up 6,000 years ago. Oh, yes, he do. He see that mystery being unveiled this afternoon. Oh, yes, he do. He see the mystery of himself being unveiled in the one that they thought was dumb and ignorant, in the one that they thought nobody wanted. But I'm here to tell you this afternoon that he gave an earthly child. He gave up yesterday an earthly child that you and I may carry on. He gave up yesterday an earthly child that you and I may be able to stand up and show the God, the God of creation, that the spiritual birth of Master Farah Muhammad will live on. Messenger Muhammad looked at me across the table about a month ago. And he was talking and enjoying himself with his family and friends. And he looked at me and he said, "What did the Lord say to Joseph?" I know then what this messenger of God was trying to communicate with me. Oh, yes, he was. I had been reading the story of Yusuf, of Joseph, in the Bible. And on my way to see him, I was reading it in the Holy Quran. And I asked him, I said, "Daddy, what did the Lord say to Joseph?" He didn't comment on it anymore. He knew that if I had read, and he knew I had read, then he knew that I had an understanding. My oldest brother, Emmanuel Muhammad, who I am also his oldest brother, was with me, with our oldest brother again. Now you want to know what we mean. Emmanuel was born by Elijah, fool. Who at that time was calling himself Elijah, fool. Is that right? Oh, yes. When Allah found us and made him worthy and precious to be called Muhammad, he was called Elijah, fool. Is that right? So Emmanuel was his first son as Elijah fool. But after he cleaned him up, after he made that body perfect, after he made that body of himself, he put in that body the first seed. Oh, praise be to Allah. Oh, yes, he did. He put in that body the first seed that was injected into a holy woman. Oh, yes, it was. I'm here to tell you. That seed was nourished by a holy woman who honored and respected her man as being the messenger of God. So I'm here to tell you this afternoon that this is the first son of the enemy, Elijah Muhammad. Do you hear me? I hope you understand me. And I will stand beside him and be his minister. Not only his brother, I will be his minister until Allah separates us.
Do you understand? And the only way Allah will separate us, he would have to take that earthly body and put it somewhere else. Do you understand? I want all the ministers in this building to stand. Is that right? Read the scripture. And he was left there to die. Strangers picked him up. Strangers picked him up and taken care of him. Is that right? But he was still left alone. He was without his brother Benjamin. He needed that support. So the other brothers came to visit Joseph. Not knowing Joseph. Oh, no, they didn't know him. Joseph had changed because Joseph had been treated by strangers like they were his own brothers and sisters. But Joseph was lonesome. Oh, yes. Joseph was lonesome. He wanted Benjamin. Joseph needed Benjamin, and Benjamin needs the right hand of God. All praise be to Allah. I'm blessed this afternoon. I'm blessed to have Benjamin. And with Benjamin and those other Benjamins out there that are followers and ministers of the Honor of Elijah Muhammad, we're going to show the world. Oh, yeah. We're going to show the world that the Honor of Elijah Muhammad has not died, but from this day on, he will live and live forever. You can't pledge your support to nobody else. If you say you are a follower and the minister of the Honor of Elijah Muhammad, you can't pledge your support to no one else unless you pledge your support to his own flesh and blood. And I know for myself, before Wallace was born, Brother Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever, wrote his name on the back of, behind one of the doors in our house on the wall, in capital letters. My brother Emmanuel used to trace over the words, the letters, in order to keep it fresh. Allah knew then that we would need him, even before he was born. Oh, praise be to Allah. Yesterday styled himself as a prodigal son. Well, I'm here to tell you I'm welcome you home. Oh, yes. But you haven't been away. You went visiting. Oh, yes. You didn't go away. You only went visiting. Allah had another school for you to visit. He wanted something else for you to know. And I think you know it. Oh, yes, I think you know it. I want to work right alongside you and let the world know that you know it. I'm filled up. I forgot to think. The minister's on the roster.